Hi, and welcome to Is This Thing On? Podcast number 82. My name is Nick Tan, as usually, and I shall be playing you some of the best music you've ever heard. Ever heard? Never heard. Including a track from an 80s band, a massive number one 80s band that have now gone indie. They've gone independent, they've released a new single, and I'm going to play that later on to find out who that is. I'm going to tease you with it. Of course, you don't think I'm going to play it straight away, do you? Are you crazy? Okay, before that, I'm going to play one of my favourite tracks ever in my early podcast. I had it starting off the episode every single time for about 5 episodes, something like that. I still love it. I played it today. It's still gorgeous. This is The Wilton Project and Diana.
You live your life above your head so tall. You dream you never seem to fall. Days that come and go so fast, it's a race you run, you never can keep pace. So hold on,
hold on
to what you can, embrace yourself. Begun. You gotta wait to see the sun. Diana, it won't be too long. Soon you'll see the horizon. The storm comes, the way you're not looking so strong. The wind, you feel it all at once. Not everything is lost. In the dark you run, you never can run far enough. So hold on,
hold on
to what you can, while I make my way. Just begun. You gotta wait to see the sun. Diana, it won't be too long. Soon you'll see the horizon.
Hey everybody, this is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick's Tan. Nick, fuck, I'm going to do it again. That's the one he's going to use.
Nick, fuck, is that my name now? Nick, fuck. I did a gig last night, and as I arrived, it's one of those things I saw on the chalkboard they had outside the pub. Nick Tanner. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for that. Thanks for that. Anyway, they paid me. What the fuck do I care? Okay, a couple of weeks ago, I did... I think I might have mentioned it on here. I looked after a venue for the evening for Mark Smith, Sound of the Sea, and one of the bands playing was a band called Till Dusk, and they were so popular. They brought loads of people. They sold lots of tickets, and they made some money. Made a lot of money, actually. They did quite well for themselves. And this is them. This is a band called Till Dusk, and this is a song. This is called Honey, Just Walk It, and it's lovely.
Andrew Foster, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This On?
That was good, wasn't it? I like that. That was very good. Very good show at the, where was it? The Brook. It was the Brook last month, probably. I don't know what's going on. It's been a very busy day. Very busy day. It's Saturday. It's Eurovision tonight. I don't know whether I'll get this podcast out tonight. I'm aiming to get out tonight. I'm doing a live blog on my website, nicktan.co.uk. It's all going off. It's all kicking off now. Kid Russell. I was going through some of the stuff that I played before, like older stuff. And that's where I got that Diana from. Is there anything else? Oh, there's a couple of older ones coming up today, ones that I've played in the past, as well as some new ones. Don't forget the 80s bands. It's very exciting. It's quite exciting. Yes, and this is one of Kid Russell's older tracks. And I loved it. It might have been... Was it the first track I played? No, it wasn't the first track I played. Anyway, look, listen to this. This is Kid Russell and Paradise.
You're listening to Is This Thing On with Kid Russell. Make sure to get my album. Thanks.
I go call me Chris Columbus, riding ocean blue. I'm leaving home looking for something new. It's never been done before, leaving my familiar shores. In Central Moore in my F-150, call me Ford Explorer. Got the rims painted black, I'm not paid, but I can pull off that. And now I'm trying to get the house to match. I went to Philly to prepare my mind. I'm lifting weights, military school's a constant grind. I train hard like Rocky in part four, ready to fight the Russian. I'm rushing into this game, spontaneous combusting. I'm crazy, 20 tracks of fire. You never heard it from a white boy full of desire to change the game, cause it needs to be changed. I may light this flame in your brain, claiming the whole world's insane. Can you hold the torch lit with spit force that makes these $100 tracks sound like Scott Storch? It's like them long nights in Vegas when you party like your fate is in God's hand.
That's paradise.
When Adam meets Eve, I'm doing the birds and the bees. That's what it feels like inside.
It's paradise.
When you're living your dream, making money that's so green, that's a piece of
paradise.
And when you're ready to fall, if you're risking it all, then your real life becomes
paradise.
I took the Oregon Trail to Cali. I was trying to find my own piece of heaven up in the valley. I felt fully focused for all the Hollywood hocus pocus in the land of locusts. Gotta be strong like Moses. They promised you paradise to pick your pockets. I chose to roam my paradise back where my heart is. Chicago hip hop's new outpost, a mission to give hope. Cause hip hop's become a joke. So I lace it with style and grace and give it a heart deep as Great Lakes. That's what it takes. I used to think paradise wasn't real. Then I heard this Kid Russ song steal the deal. Give me this iron will to state my thoughts. Hip hop can't be bought, so let me be the light that leads the lost, and I can show you how to find paradise in your own life. It's like them long nights in Vegas when you party like your fate is in God's hand.
That's paradise.
When Adam meets Eve, I'm doing the birds and the bees. That's what it feels like inside.
It's paradise.
When you're living your dream, making money that's so green, that's a piece of
paradise.
And when you're ready to fall, if you're risking it all, then your real life becomes
paradise.
That's a lovely song. I love that song. I love all of Kid Russell's stuff. He's looking for a pseudonym. Do you know what a pseudonym is? A nom de plume? A pen name, perhaps? Anyway, look. Beginning of this, there's a tss. I have no idea why. So, Paul.
Good evening.
Good evening, mate. Now, I was... it's that time of the week, etc. Yada, yada, yada. Mm. But last week, when I was editing this and putting this together... I noticed that I'm really loud because I'm sort of loud.
You are loud.
I know I am, but the silly thing is, it's this microphone. We're going to move this around a bit. I want to make sure that you're in the microphone more than me, because the whole thing's no.
I know.
I just want to make
silly.
I thought you were going to kiss me.
Hello.
So we've had a pre podcast beer, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's nice.
I'm not driving tonight.
You're not, are you?
Nope.
And you haven't had any dinner yet, have you?
Nope.
No, neither have I.
No.
All right, so I think we'll be all right, though.
Yeah.
I've only had a pint. I've got a little bit left in here. I could get some more. Shall I get some more?
Mm.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll go and get some more. You tell people what you're going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
I won't edit it.
Okay.
I won't be long.
All right, see ya.
In a minute.
Thanks, Nick. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Right, okay. I can say what I really think about him now. This week, this feels a bit weird because Nick's not here. He's like my safety blanket, and he's quite a big safety blanket as well. Yes, this week I am reviewing the new EP by a Portsmouth band called These Fine Galleons, who have been played before on the podcast. They were previously known as Sunset Mission. And I stumbled across Sunset Mission about a year ago. They were playing at the Soul Cellar in Southampton. There's a shock. at an Angry Badger Records night. I think Gideon's Demise were on the bill that night as well. And I really liked them. Got chatting with James, the singer. Real good, raw sort of rock and roll sound to them. Quite Oasis influence, I thought. Got chatting with James James Hobbs, who's the singer in the band, and kept in touch, told me what he was up to and stuff. Now, later on last year, the band changed their name to These Fine Galleons, and they brought out a debut 3-track EP, self-titled, and we played tracks from it on here. I reviewed it on Unplug. Fantastic EP. I really, really liked it. It was quite a raw sort of rock and roll influenced EP. Big choruses, quite commercial, and just good fun, really upbeat. And there was a track with The Entity, which I remember really, really liking. Almost as much as I like the fact that Nick's just walked in here with another jug full of homebrew. I like that.
What are you talking about, by the way?
Talking about these... just come in. Just,
no,
worry,
come on.
We're having a nice little time here.
Don't get all drunk and belligerent. Yeah. Oh, carry on.
We're talking about These Fine Galleons.
We like them.
Yeah, they're great. Well, just reintroducing them to the listeners, because the debut EP that came out last year, we played it on here.
Did?
Great stuff. Really good rock and roll, you know. Not raw, big choruses and stuff, you know.
Great.
Well, they've brought out a new EP.
Have I?
Yeah, a new 4-track EP. Thank you very much, mate. Cheers. Cha-ching. Lovely jubbly. And it's called... Oh, excuse me.
It's good, isn't it?
I could live on
that. Oh, no, it's like bread. It's like a staple.
We'll make quite nice sandwiches, though. Yeah. So soggy. Drum roll. The new These Fine Galleons EP is called Breaking the Wall. And it's a 4-track EP. Now, it was recorded solely by James and the band's guitarist, Adam Morton Mason.
Oh! Is he from the Hampshire Morton Masons?
I say. Yes, it was recorded on his, entirely on his laptop.
Lovely.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a lovely fella, and I'm sure, we're only joking. It's just recorded by James and Adam on the laptop.
Lovely.
Brilliant. I loved it. It's really, really great EP. It's a bit different to the earlier. I was quite surprised. The tracks I'm reviewing, they're not in any particular order, because I just downloaded it and the tracks just ended up in a random order on my iPod, so I'm quite, But Beneath the Tide is, that opens with kind of a synth. It's quite echoey, a bit more atmospheric than the previous EP stuff. Now, it's a bit more melodic, a bit softer.
Softer than
the rock and roll.
Right.
Because the guitars are a bit more echo and a bit more electronic. But the backing vocals will really give it a nice lift on the chorus. Lyrically, it's sort of quite reflective and quite defiant as well. And that is a theme that sort of carries on throughout the EP, really. Breaking the Walls, obviously the title track. Now, that really, for me, showcases James. I think James has got a really distinctive voice.
Mm.
I really like his voice.
Sorry, you might have said this already. Are they from Portsmouth?
Yes.
They are
from Portsmouth, yeah. Breaking the Walls, I think, has quite a new wavy post-punk feel to it. Almost a bit Joy Division.
Really?
A bit New Order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, early New Order stuff, yeah. The lyrics, again, stuff like, never let them tell you what to think. Sticking it to the man,
Is he sticking it to the man?
He's sticking it to the man, the gentleman. Yes, it's a real fuck you.
Is it?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, we like a bit of that. I really like the track Upside Down, which is the intro to that is really stop-starty, kind of quite sort of jerky, kind of a bit Vampire Weekend, but like the jingly jangly sounds of the Smiths.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice sort of mix. So the sort of quirkiness of Vampire Weekend mixed with the kind of sound of the Smiths, I would say. Quite quirky. Big chorus. Another big chorus. And then halfway through the song, there's this mental sort of psych out. Just you don't expect at all. Just goes, it's just Whoa, hang on. Yeah, it's great. Totally unexpected. Brilliant stuff. Great slab of indie pop. That song. Really like it.
Ooh. I can quote you on that.
A superb slab of indie pop.
Mm.
Yeah. What's Wrong is another huge anthem. And again, the lyrics. Stuff like All My Friends Are Owned By Companies. And, you know, I Wish I Could Go Back To When I Was A Child. Things like that. Again, James, right? He's a lovely, he's an upbeat fella. You know, he's a real. But then there's things like this kind of. It's like Mark from Broken Links.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's
and me sometimes, actually.
Yes, yeah, you're an upbeat fella, you know. Yeah, glass is always half full. And yet there's this dark sort of, you know.
Well, the thing is.
You tap into it, don't you?
Yeah, you know? I mean, there's a lot more material in feeling depressed, than there is in. I feel happy, happy, you know. Although. I might play Burn this week.
Burn.
Remember Burn?
Burn.
You're not that keen on Burn.
Oh, no.
I can tell you that. No, no, no.
Okay. Well, I don't remember it, but I think I was absolutely right in not liking it.
Yeah, it's a very poppy, summery sort of song.
I don't remember, mate.
No, okay. It's obviously I might play that.
Didn't hit me that hard either way.
No.
I obviously didn't dislike it enough to remember, and I didn't like it enough to remember.
No, I know.
And when music does that, it's just fucking wallpaper, isn't it, really?
Fair enough.
Where was I? Yes, the lyrics to What's Wrong, yeah. All My Friends. Thank you very much.
No, I'll tell you why I want that.
Yeah, because then you can remember it when I send it to you. Yeah, okay.
But when I edit it, I put all the sounds underneath. I get a bit stuck. I go, what did he talk about first? I'm going to have to listen through to
him
again.
I'm with you. Real anthem sort of feel to it. A very stadium sized sing along at the end. What's Wrong? Mm. So, yeah, you'll be singing along to it. Maybe.
Okay.
You'll be singing along to all of these, I think. So, they're all bloody great. The whole EP, for me, has a real earthiness to it. There's a real like humanity to it. I think it's a. Talking about real life, you know, real people. There's a kind of you can relate to the band. And for me, it sounds like it's an EP for the people by a band for the people. It kind of sounds, I think they could appeal to a lot of people because of that. You know, so singing about. He's not trying to be too sort of, you know, fucking Bono or Chris Martin trying to put the world to right. He's just singing about real stuff that we all go through. You know, and it's great, but it's like. Yeah, we'll do it. But don't worry about it. It's
right.
You know?
It's
all right. Let's have a song. Let's have a glass of homebrew, you know?
Why not?
Let's do it. You know? So, yeah, brilliant. Love it. So, These Fine Galleons, Breaking the Walls EP. Big thumbs up from Unplug the Jukebox headquarters. The first EP was fantastic, but I think this is a real step on. And considering it was recorded entirely on a laptop. With Lord Morden Mason. I think, hats off.
Is he a man of the people?
He is a man of the people, yes. Charlie says he's a man of the people. So, the plans for the band, they're thinking of another EP before the end of the year. Essentially, this is a studio project to record the backlog of songs that they've got. So, but they are thinking about getting out there and doing some live stuff as well. So,
that'd be good. Don't they play around Portsmouth?
I mean, James is a little bit tied up with one or two other things at the moment as well. I believe, and I hope he doesn't mind me announcing this, but he is getting married in August. He's getting married in August, I believe.
That does affect somebody, doesn't it? As I can testify, mate,
that when you're trying to plan a wedding and you're also in the midst of a fucking shit job that you hate, which I'm thankfully not in anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I've got a big smile on my face.
Yeah, you have. You've got much
of yeah, you know, you don't have a lot of time for anything else. But getting married, I wholeheartedly recommend it.
Yeah, I think everyone should do it at least once.
Yeah, it's great. Great, you know. Yeah, it's all good. The EP, now, you can get it off of SoundCloud. It's a free download.
Okay.
And that's where the band are pointing everyone in the direction of. So go for it. I'll tell you what, if you want a little taster of the EP, go on SoundCloud and go on the Unplug the Jukebox SoundCloud page.
Oh, yeah.
Because Upside Down is there for a free download for all you lovely people. So go to soundcloud.com/unplugthejukebox, and there's a few bits and pieces on there from various artists.
Including me, I think,
Indeed. So, head on over there. There's loads of bits and pieces there.
I'll put a link on the...
To make your ears smile. Yes. So, but they're also on Facebook. The first EP's on Bandcamp, I believe. So, and
it's funny they don't want to put the next one on Bandcamp.
I don't know if it is. Yeah, I mean, James has just been pointing everyone in the direction of SoundCloud. So, which is fair enough. But yeah, and they are on MySpace. We don't talk about that.
Are you done? Because I've got a question to ask you if you are.
Yeah, big thumbs up. These fine gallons breaking the walls. I actually put my thumb up then as well, didn't I?
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what I did earlier on today. I was reading something and my jaw dropped. As I read it, my jaw went... dropped open. It was because I saw Jedward were the Irish thing. Now, you see, I've got a theory. See,
yeah.
Ireland, not a lot of money. So they thought, fuck, if we win this, we've got to host it next year. There's no way we can afford to host it next year. So what we'll do, put in Jedward.
Yeah.
No one will vote for Jedward. Surely.
No.
But if you want to bankrupt Ireland, when it comes to the vote for Jedward.
If they were serious about it, they would have got the Hothouse Flowers to reform.
Yeah.
Surely.
They'd have done something like, oh, you too. Can you imagine that? No, but really, if you too, because they're Irish.
Yeah, I know that.
They could do a song.
Actual Irish.
Yeah, can you imagine you two going off to wherever it is? I think it's Russia this year or somewhere, and doing a song for Eurovision. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about.
Well, we've sent Blue, haven't we? Blue,
yeah. They can keep them.
Yeah,
keep them. What I was going to say to you was, I had a conversation with you in the week. I don't know how. What medium of communication we use?
We do use a lot.
And you talked about Broken Links, because you talked about Broken Links last week.
I did.
And you said there's an instrumental track in the middle, and you weren't too sure why they did it. But you've spoken to Mark Lawrence.
Yes.
And you said, now I understand.
I do. Yeah, basically, if you remember, folks, I've reviewed Broken Links' new EP, Prototypes, Cause and Effect, which is fantastic. But there was one thing that, you know, I did question, which was they put quite a slow kind of instrumental in the middle of all this, you know, alternative rock mayhem. And Mark explained that basically it was just to put it in there to kind of change the pace of it, basically. He didn't want the EP being too samey. And I appreciate that. I like the fact that he's come back to me and sort of said, yeah, listen to what you've got to say. This is why we did it. Appreciate you being so honest, you know.
Mm.
I mean, I come on here, the things that I review on here are always things that I like.
Yeah.
I'd rather come on here and point people in the direction of something that they should go and get, instead of me going, yeah, I've got something this week, and it's shit.
Yeah.
That's pointless. I've unplugs for that. I can put crap reviews on there, or I just don't review them at all, because it's a waste of my time. I'm not going to waste... You know, time is precious, and I don't want to waste it being negative about things. I want to sort of say, yeah, go check this band out, because they're great, you know. If it's rubbish, I'll either write a very short review about it, or I just won't write about it at all. So, you know, I'd rather people read my blog and got pointed in the direction of what they should be getting.
Where
as
was
opposed
your blog
to
again?
Unplugthejukebox.com.
I think we need a jingle for yours. We haven't got a jingle for that, have we?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that, yeah.
Maybe we could do a competition poll. Maybe we could ask people to do a jingle for unplugthejukebox.com.
Yeah. Unplugthejukebox.com. That would make me a very, very happy man. I'm a very happy chappy anyway.
You
but,
are.
But that would make me happier.
Yeah, that'd be
even
good.
Happier.
So if we can get that.
That'd be
good.
Great. Yeah. Send it on to Nick. At is this thing on podcast at gmail.com, or me at unplugthejukeboxreviews@gmail.com. So yeah, either way,
send it to
both of us, and then
we can
see what we both think.
Upload it onto. Have you got a site on your SoundCloud?
Yeah.
You could probably upload it onto the Dropbox and
do it on the SoundCloud.
However, it doesn't
really
matter.
Whatever, just think of something,
and we'll send you something. I don't know what the winner. Maybe we'll just play. I don't know. Every so often it does that. And I have no idea why. No, talk about the negative stuff. We're going to finish in a minute. But people have said to me in the past, oh, why don't you play some of the stuff that you would normally play, like the bad stuff? And
it's fun.
Well, I thought, well, why not? Why not fill the podcast full of stuff that I really like, that I think is really good?
Because the whole point of doing it is alerting people to things that they might not necessarily have heard.
That's right. And we went through the podcast.
So what's the point? I mean, because a lot of people are a bit, I don't know about you, but a lot of my mates who aren't necessarily, they're music fans, and I go with them to see signed acts, you know, yeah. You're established, you know, you're Paul Wellers and what have you, but, you know, not a lot of them will come with me to see the Lost Boys or whatever, or yourself, or Broken Links, these Fine Gallants, you know, all these bands that I love, you know, because they're just not, you know, they're kind of that ilk that, which is, you know, not their fault, because it is a popular thing, but if they're not signed, they must be shit, or what
well,
have you.
Well, there is that, but I think there's also...
I think you've got to kind of just kind of concentrate on what is really good, you know, you're kind of here to provide a service. It's like, look, there are bands that are out there that are really good, you know, and they're not on X Factor, you know, so look, listen to all of this.
But to be fair to the to the British public,
yeah.
And to, let's say, this group of your mates, use them for a minute,
yeah.
They don't want to take a chance on having a boring night out.
No.
If they're going to invest money, or not invest money, but invest time, they really need to listen to who's playing. And so that's one of the things I want to do. That's why one of the reasons why I started this was, like, listen to this. They're playing around the corner from you. And the fact that we don't play many... I mean, I started off just playing music from Southampton, but I ran out. Because people didn't send me stuff.
Yeah.
People still don't send me stuff from Southampton.
No.
I'm always like, if I could do a Southampton special, I would. But I haven't got enough tracks.
Well, that's what I try and do with the Unplug special when we do it. And there's a lot of, you know, I've got my list in my little book.
You have.
Here we go. I've sort of planned the next one. And there's four sort of South Coast based bands, and the others are from London.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I live in Southampton.
Yeah.
Why, again, we ask the question, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you send it an email with an attachment?
Yeah.
Say, can you play this on the podcast?
Yeah. And come on, hurry up. Get some tracks over to me and Nick.
Yeah. I've got plenty of tracks. Last week, I played tracks from Iceland.
Yeah.
America. Georgia. In Russia.
Indeed.
And, you know, got a lot of hits this week.
Yeah.
And also I'm expecting a lot of hits this week to find out which track I'm playing by one of the biggest bands of the 80s, Paul.
Indeed.
One of the biggest bands. Indeed. And Paul is one of the few people that actually knows, because I haven't played the track yet on the podcast. I know I haven't, because I'll always put three tracks before Paul when I'm on the jukebox. Always try and do.
Yeah, indeed.
And so I will be playing the track. So
yeah,
it is one of the biggest bands in the 80s.
They were big bands, yeah, and you know, they've still got a big fan base. Bowl,
they have indeed. It's fan released.
They're obviously their number one hit, "Shut Up Your Face," was incredible.
Well, actually, that was quite incredible, because it knocked Ultravox.
Didn't knock it. It kept it off number one.
Ultravox.
Vienna never got to number one.
It should have done. Cause that's
incredible, isn't it? Well, that's a great song. But Shut Up Your Face was, I have to admit, my first single. But
has it come to this?
But I was 3 years old.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, you know, come on. You know.
Okay, well, it's been lovely, Paul. And next
always
week.
Always a pleasure. More ale. And next week, we're going to, at the moment, the plan is to record it in a pub.
Yes, it is. It's my birthday next week as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, it's on... Thursday next week.
Is it?
Yeah, Thursday next week.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been legally allowed to hire a car, I think, or something. Own property.
You don't.
So we're going to go to a pub next week.
Here we are.
We're going to
discuss
ideas and things, plans, schemes.
Which is not like us at all.
No.
Again, no, day goes by. Well, I don't get a text from Nick saying, "I've got an idea."
You know. Yeah, well, you're not the only one that gets those, actually. There's a few other people that go, "I've got this idea."
Yeah.
You know who you are, actually. It's Napoleon, and he won't be listening to this anyway.
Really?
Nah, he never wouldn't listen to this.
That's not very nice, is it?
Nah, well, he's not a very nice person.
Is he?
No.
Piece of work, is he?
He's, well, people don't know Napoleon. No, he's not very nice, is he?
Don't you have a vote?
No, we won't do it. He wouldn't listen to this. So we can say what we like about him. Anyway,
really,
we've been quite nice this week, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We're nice and positive. It's the ale.
Yeah, ale.
That's what it is.
So, mate, it's 22 minutes this week.
Where does it go?
Longer and longer.
Right, the time flies.
We better say goodbye.
Yeah, we better. Yeah, before we do, These Fine Galleons, Breaking the Walls, it's on SoundCloud. Download it for free. All it's costing you is 2 minutes of your time. Just go and download it.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant. So, yeah, go and check it out.
And unplugthedjukebox.com.
Of course.
Send us some jingles. Okay.
Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah, jingles. If you want to do a jingle for Unplug the Jukebox, then send one in. It'll be lovely. And yeah, I had to download those tracks from SoundCloud because Paul normally brings them to me or emails them to me. But this week he said, I can't do it. Go to SoundCloud and download it. And he knows how much I hate doing that because a lot of bands email me and go and download our music, and it's just I haven't got time. Sorry, I haven't got time to do it. Now, someone who emailed me this week was somebody called the Robbie Boyd Band, and they sent me three tracks. They're very nice, and this is the one I picked out called Orion's Belt. I particularly like the way he mixed the vocals on this. It's lovely and new, and I hope you all enjoy it, boys and girls. Here we go then, the Tommy Boyd Band.
Spacemen wish for no return, there's never quite enough to learn. And how? Tables turn back into wood, able to kill Cain if he could. And how? Blind men want to see again, silence is a faithful friend. Have a little heart for the man on the street, where would we be without the bees? Once were young, now we're only a little time to remember why you're in December, but it feels like mid-July. Hearts melt, Orion's belt is always round the corner. And how the child awakes when daylight breaks, father sees his son take shape. And how I see him leaves on the road, nostalgia is my only home. And how now take a breath of solid air, take it deep and I'll take you there. Have a little heart for the man on the street, where would we be without the bees? Once were young, now we're only getting older. Take a little time to remember why you're in December, but it feels like mid-July. Hearts melt, Orion's belt is always round the corner. Summer sun springs to life what birds are to worms. Autumn's flown, winter's in a world of its own. A little heart for the man on the street, where would we be without the bees? Once were young, now we're only getting older. And how freedom wins when suffering ends, and love returns when trust begins. And how do you know when love's for real? Lose all your senses and beyond. Tomorrow is a mystery. Yesterday, well, it was history. Have a little heart for the man on the street. Where would we be without the bees? Once were young, now we're only getting older. Take a little time to remember why you're in December, but it feels like mid-July. Hearts melt, Orion's belt is always round the corner. Time to remember why you're in December, but it feels like mid-July. Hearts melt, Orion's belt is always round the corner.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Oh, I thought that was her going to say something else then, but that's the other one, which I'll probably play later. I like that. I really like that. Nice poppy sort of feel, summery thing, you know. I know. I like a lot of... I like reggae. I'm a big reggae head, and I'm a big hip-hop fan, believe it or not. I'm sort of like what they call old school hip-hop, you know, the Black Eyed Peas, the old hippity-hop from the 1990s, etc. Yeah, that's the sort of stuff I like, and a lot of other stuff. But I do like pop music as well. I like all kinds of music, you know, pretty much. I tell you what I do like. I do like Planes Over Paris. They've got a brand new album out, and they sent it to me. They sent it to me, and I've got a very nice, very long, well, it's not that long, 7 minutes, so it's pretty good, track to play you, and it's lovely. They do a lot of ambient stuff. This is kind of ambient-ish. Well, when I say ambient, I suppose it is their sort of niche ambient thing, but it's not just, it's not like, you wouldn't want a massage to it, do you know what I mean? You want to, well, you might do. Who knows? Look, you ever listen, see what you think. Here we go. This is Planes Over Paris. I've got it written down there. And Distant Earth. Lovely.
time has come, we have to stop. The world will end at 6 o'clock, 100 years from now, or so they say. For what we've done will vaporize, while our nature's neutralized, the end will not be televised.
Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. With your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra. Yeah, that is sort of ended abruptly, that Planes of a Paris track, didn't it? Planes of a Paris track ended abruptly. Lots of B's and P's in there. Could have tripped me up, but no, I'm a bleeding pro, mate. Yeah, they were. That sort of ended abruptly. Don't know why, but that's how I got it. I downloaded it like that, and that's how it was. The next track, is. I think it's called The Jerk. I'm not sure. It was sent to me by somebody called Sergio Bircock. Yes, Sergio Bircock. That's what his name was. That's what it is, Sergio Bircock. I think he's Italian, Sergio. Sergio Bircock. So it might be, that sounds more like Eastern European, doesn't it? Or it's maybe. It could also be called Tales from the Road. I'm a bit confused as to what it's called. I'll tell you what, though, it's bloody lovely. Have a listen to this.
Above us all, the myth of nonsense and decay. Hiding behind prejudice, building the wall to change. A fragile bricks and rock hard principles is our danger. Touch with no skin. We think through our eyes. Death of the dream, newborn lies. Broken eyes, watching a mirror of thoughts. Sparkling life intense. 'Cause I'm a judge. I'm a jerk, just a jerk. No one wants me anymore. I'm a jerk, roaming, roaming forevermore.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Now, the reason I do that is because I do this podcast in kind of bits. I put all the music into it first, and then I record it like I'm doing now, and it goes out. Hopefully, it will go out tonight, and then on... Generally on Mondays, I will write up and put all the hyperlinks on the post. So come Monday afternoon generally, it's worth going to the website to have a listen, to have a look at the post, and you can see all the people that I played. You can click on their names and it will go to their websites. Hopefully, generally, I always email them and say, excuse me, I don't say excuse me, I say I played your track, go and check the link, because sometimes I get it wrong. Because I just do, because I haven't got an army of people doing it. It's just me. Now it comes to the big 80s band. Now, you might have been thinking, oh, so who is it? Matt Stevens already said, I love Black Lace. And I've gone, no, it's bigger than that. Now, this band were huge in the 80s, massive. Oh, and I was a fan. I was a fan of this band in the 80s, I can tell you that. Especially the bass player. And I think it was, week before last, I got an email from, I can't remember the guy's name, and he said, look, I've been running this... fan site for the band for a couple of years, and we have encouraged the band to put this song out themselves, thus making them independent, and they haven't got a record contract anymore. Would you play it on your podcast? And I thought, well, I've got to play it. Do you know why I've got to play it? Because it's bloody Kajagoogoo!
Feet. Oh yeah, that's what we must do. Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
How about that? How about that, Lamar? You know, Nick Beggs and the others. They're the only ones I remember. Lamar, one with the funny hair, and Nick Beggs, the fantastic bass player. He's still a bit fantastic. But there you go. There you are. New single. If you want to go and do anything with it, there'll be a link on the website to where you can buy it from. Because you can buy it. You can buy it. So buy that single. How about that? Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was playing in London, and I met the Lost... I met the Lost Souls Club, and I was chatting to John, their drummer. I think it's John. I'm really sorry if it's not your name. I'm really, really, really bad with names. Just dreadful with names. Anyway, I was chatting with the drummer, and I said, oh, yeah, there's a track of yours I really like called We Will Look After Your Children. And he went, no, it's not called that. I said, isn't it? He went, no, your children are safe with us. Oh, yeah. Anyway, this is the Lost Souls Club, brilliant Lost Souls Club from Southampton. Well, some of them are from Southampton, and your children are safe with us.
Thank you.
Hello, this is the Posh Bird. See if you can guess which one I am on the Is This Thing On podcast Facebook page.
She is on the Is This Thing On podcast Facebook page. Facebook page. She's on the Facebook page, she is. She's on the Facebook page. She's also in the Hot Potatoes podcast as well. There are links to the Hot Potatoes podcast on my website. Or is it? Or it could be on my website. It could be on the podcast website. I'm not sure. Have a look at both and you will find us there. Because the new Hot Potatoes podcast was out this week. Go and find it. hotpotatoespodcast.wordpress.com. Go and find it. I've got two songs on it. I was going to put one of the songs on today, but I think I'll put the song that I did on next week. We'll see. Now, the next track I'm going to play you is by a very good friend of mine called The Real Raj. And I love this track. And Raj, he doesn't always play what I want him to play. Because he says, we were at a gig and I go, oh, go on, play on Janu. Play on Janu. He's like, no, I don't feel like playing it. I'm not playing it. And we were somewhere the other day. We were playing a gig somewhere. And he said, oh yeah, I was going to play on Janu tonight as well. It's like, oh. No, it wasn't. It was in Basingstoke. We did the music for a little festival in Basingstoke last week. And he said, yeah, I was going to play on Janu, but I've run out of time now. It's like, oh, bloody hell. Anyway, sod it. I've got it here. This is The Real Raj and On Janu.
There's an angel on her shoulders, a demon hanging over mine. And how can I say that I need her when I can't even smile? And who face in my dreams before, seen it in my nightmares too. And every time I look around, you know where to be found. Said who?
Salut, mon nom est Émilie et vous écoutez Is This Thing On podcast avec Nick Tan.
How beautiful was that? Absolutely gorgeous. So anyway, I got to hear it and I managed to do a little bit. I did a bit of production. I put a bit of reverb and a few little bits and pieces on that as well. So there, I own it now. I own it, Raj. Ah, it's mine. Someone that doesn't need any tinkering with is Will Criskey. Have a listen to this. This is Kerry's Jig.
My name is Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Well, that's it for this week. Another great podcast, I think. Some fantastic music. I hope you really enjoyed it, or really hope you enjoyed it, or hope you really enjoyed... Yeah, okay, you get the idea. Well, I'm going to finish off now and with one of my songs, as I always do. And this song, I don't play very much. I've sort of it was on my album before last, but I hardly ever play it out. And I think I shall, I'll have to relearn it because I've forgotten the words. I mean, I forget all the words. Poor old sod that I am. Well, it's not just that. There's a history, you know what I mean? Let's not go any further. Well, I hope you have a fantastic week, and I will speak to you next week. Now, I was going to tell you about the pod crawl, wasn't I? There's a pod crawl next week where all the podcasters from, well, not all of them, a lot of the podcasters from Association of Music Podcasters, AMP, we're all meeting up in London, and Matt Stevens is going to be there, and who else is going to be? Oh, there's going to be lots of people up there. I'm going to be up there. We're going to be basically somewhere in Soho getting drunk, talking about music and talking about podcasts. I've got to submit a track to the, for the, oh god, it's all a bit complicated. I'm sure it'll be lovely though. We're going to get the train up, Mrs. Nick and I. Justin Wayne's going to be there. Justin Wayne, that's his thing. If you haven't listened to, have you listened to the Justin Wayne show? You should listen to the Justin Wayne show. Justin Wayne. If you listen to the Justin Wayne show, then you know that Justin Wayne is quite a good impression of one of the jingles that he's got there. Anyway, without any more ado, because I've got to go downstairs now. It's 8:30. I'm doing a live blog for the Eurovision tonight, and I'll tell you why I did it. I might tell you. Shall I tell you why I'm doing a live blog for that? I may tell you, I don't know. Jingles for Unplug the Jukebox. APOC. Maybe you could get your ass in the gear on that one. Maybe you could do that. Maybe we could give something away. Could I give something? What would you want me to give you? There you go. Think of a prize. What would I like? What would you like me to give you? And we'll go from there, I think. Anyway, have a lovely week, and I will speak to you next week. This is my song called I'm Gonna Break Your Heart. It's off my last album. It's off my last EP, which is, you know where to click, my website and all that sort of balls. And I'll speak to you next week. Bye! I'm gonna break your heart. Back and very slowly start to fall apart now. I'm gonna break your heart. I'll just stop it here before it even really starts now. I'm gonna break your heart. I'm gonna break your heart. I'm gonna break your heart. You're gonna start to weep each and every time we say goodbye now. I'm gonna make you cry. You'll miss me so much, it'll make you wanna die, 'cause I'm gonna make you cry. Scream.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?